this man. What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave, and I'm looking for sure signs of spring. You know, like spring training for baseball in Florida and Arizona. And how about record high temperatures by midweek in the Northern Plains? Green Bay, Wisconsin gets to 60. Minneapolis, 65. Aberdeen, South Dakota, 68. Sioux City, Iowa, 75. Concordia, Kansas, 78. How about 82 in Dodge City, Kansas? These are all record high temperatures. And guess what? This spring warmth will be in the east and northeast by later in the week. Meanwhile, with weather, there's always faraway consequences. As this warm high pressure builds in the east, there's a whole large trough of low pressure building out west, bringing much-needed rain to California. Up to an inch of rain is possible in San Diego by week's end. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, now we have a very special feature tonight. We have a Zoom meeting, and the Zoom meeting can be found at the Facebook page for Walter M. Sterling. Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, you can find the information on how to join our Zoom meeting, which is already populated by such diehard Midnight Misfits as D. Wells from Philadelphia, which is quite a miracle since they're wasting their frequency at WPHT broadcasting a football game that nobody cares about. But there's D. Wells, and she's with us tonight. Thank you, D. Go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. And there you'll find the very first item is information about the Zoom. All you have to do is click on the Zoom link, and you will be entered into our fantastic Zoom community of Midnight Misfits. Have you ever had the unbelievable experience of having a terrorist at your messages, at your texts on your phone? Have you ever been stalked? Years ago, I was stalked. I had a stalker, and it went like this. This stalker I went out with on a date once. Nothing happened. I mean, nothing happened. We had dinner, and then I couldn't wait to get her home. And when her door opened to her apartment just a little bit, I could see a massive mess. It was just a mess. And one of the differences, I think it's safe to say the stereotype, one of the differences between a young lady and a young man is that a young man's apartment is a mess, and a young lady's apartment is usually pretty neat and smells good. This apartment was terrifying. I didn't go in. I stood outside, and I left. Over the next few weeks, she started to follow me, call me, befriend my secretary, which was particularly frightening because they worked in the same building. There was no escape. One day at my apartment, there was a knock on the door, and I wasn't expecting anybody, and I feared it was her. I waited till I was sure she was gone, which took a long time. And when I opened the door, there was a backpack filled with documents that she had, quote, quote, borrowed, and that I was definitely not supposed to see. Later, I got on a plane to go to Chicago because I was doing business. I wore a suit. I was one of those guys. And a couple weeks after this, I was taking a flight to Chicago, and I was very lucky. I had tons of miles. I was able to upgrade to first class for free. And there I was sitting in a big plane in first class for free going to Chicago. The seat next to me was empty. Woman gets on the plane, and it's my stalker. She goes to sit in the empty seat next to me. She had found out when I was going to Chicago. She found out what seat I had, and she started to sit down. Now, fortunately, I thought quickly and realized that because of airport security, she was not carrying a weapon. And I looked at her. I said, "What are you doing here? Where are you going?" "Oh, I just decided to go to Chicago." And I looked at the flight attendant and I said, this woman has made a mistake. She is not sitting in this seat. She made a mistake. She's not on this flight. And she got off the flight. That was terrifying. But what I learned from that about stalkers and about people annoying you on your texts is that it puts your brain into fear. During that whole period, I was living in fear of running into her. And she was a little, forgive me, a little woman. There was nothing she could do if she didn't have a weapon, but I was afraid. And I realized that anybody who dealing with people threatening them on a text, stalking them, is living in fear, and it makes them irrational. They're not thinking clearly. My 18-year-old, who was on the show last week, who's going to college, went on a date. She went on one date with this guy. They go out on a date. She decides she doesn't want to go out with him again. That was it. That was the end of their relationship. And she wasn't going to see him again. He starts texting her nasty, threatening texts. Nasty, nasty texts. It sends her brain into fear. Fear. She's now living in fear about what's the next text, what is he going to do? She decides that what she should do is go to the police. They send her to campus police. And now we have Vic Ferrari, a retired New York City police detective who every week comes on and tells us a great cop story. Vic, that's the situation with my daughter. What advice should I give her?
Well, Jesus, Walter, I'm so sorry to hear that. What happened to you?
By the way, that just happened yesterday, or also I would have called you, but the thing that happened with my daughter came down yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, just your story alone, you sounded like Clint Eastwood and play Misty for me. I mean, woman showing up on your flight, and Jesus, your poor kid. Well, I mean, the whole thing with stalkers is, I realize it's not fair, but unfortunately the onus is on the victim to protect themselves from a stalker. If you've ever been threatened or feel this person has crossed the line, like trespassing on your property or, you know, numerous texts or emails after you've told them to stop, you have to go to the police and file an incident report. Now, in the case of your daughter, I don't know why they sent her to campus police. I'm not knocking campus police, but for the most part, campus police aren't, I mean, they're not really set up to handle something like that. It should really be the regular police and maybe even the local district attorney's office to get your point across. I mean, in places like New York City, it's fairly easy to obtain a restraining order or an order of protection. But, I mean, in your daughter's case, and I don't know how well she knows this young man, but, I mean, the first thing I would do would change the settings on my social media accounts. Kids nowadays, they live on the Internet. So change your screen name, passwords. Limit who can see what you post. If you have a friend or acquaintance in common, I suggest isolating those people as well because they could be a conduit, like you were explaining earlier about your secretary. They could be a conduit to your stalker. If that's not working, take a break from social media altogether. And I know it's tough for these kids because that's the way they live, but, I mean, it could lead to worse problems. If you frequent certain bars, restaurants, or coffee houses and you think that this person is out and about looking for you, you might have to break routines. You know what I mean? And, I mean, if you think that the person is really dangerous, then you're going to have to invest in things like pepper spray or maybe even for women, a defensive keychain that has little claws in it that, you know, if they're going to their car or to their apartment and someone puts their hands on them, they can spin around quickly and, you know, nail the guy just to get him off their back. Or even maybe a taser. I mean, they're legal in most states and they're easy to use and you'll get your point across with something like that. On the home front, I would purchase a Ring doorbell for $100. It takes 10 minutes to install and records everything when someone comes around your door. So you might not be home, but you'll see who's been kind of lurking around. You can just go and review it. I don't know, like on a college campus, but a dog is a great deterrent. It'll make someone think twice about getting too close. And also, I mean, for your kid, like on a college campus, there's plenty of apps, security apps that you can download on your phone that'll track your movements and contact the police in the event that you get attacked or, God forbid, you know, abducted.
Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective. a part of Sterling on Sunday every single week, giving us advice on how to deal with stalkers, people who threaten us. My daughter, who's 18 in college, has been getting threatening texts from a guy she went out with once and kind of let him know that that was the only date they were going to have. I have more questions, and Vic Ferrari has some more suggestions for us coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is our three-hour extravaganza, and tonight, special feature, we're on Zoom. If you go to Facebook, go to Walter M. Sterling, there's the information on how to click on our Zoom account. Instantly, you'll be part of the Zoom community with D. Wells. Oh, my gosh. This is Sterling on Sunday.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
This is a good one. Matches your eyes. Key close. Okay, like that. Don't want it on your teeth. Okay, now mush them together. Do you think I look older? I think you look like a model. What if he can't get one good photo?
Then he is a lousy ass photographer.
You're really beautiful.
Here, look up.
I think I'm just nervous. Do you think what I'm doing is crazy?
You want to do it? You do it.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
It's Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT with Walter M. Sterling. What do I want to do? There, I want to do that. All right, now listen, before we continue talking to Vic Ferrari, our retired New York City police detective, I want to announce the amazing fact that tonight we're on Zoom. You can join a Zoom call right now. See into the laundry room. You can actually see the laundry room. You can see what sort of very expensive microphone I use. And you can join other Midnight Misfits. It's a spectacular event. Go to Walter M. Sterling on Facebook. There you'll see the link to the Zoom room. And there will be all the other Midnight Misfits. It's quite a spectacular showing of D. Wells and a man named Tommy. Tommy with a Darth Vader hat. You don't see this on the big morning shows. You don't see this on, the Z Morning Zoo. You just don't see it. You see it with Sterling on Sunday. You and I are talking to Vic Ferrari. Vic is a retired New York City police detective, and my kid, my 18-year-old in college, had a terrifying experience this week. Her experience is, what's the matter with that connection there, James? What's that? Hey, Vic?
Yes?
Something with your connection. Are you on a speakerphone?
No.
Wow. You don't hear anything? All right. So, here's the deal. My 18-year-old's in college. She went on a date with a guy once. And in the process of going in that date once, he got the news that she didn't want to go out with him again. And that wasn't good for him. He didn't like that. And he started threatening her in texts, started sending her nasty, nasty texts. This terrified her. One of the things that happen when people get nasty texts, stalkers, is they lose their gravity. They lose their bearings. They live in fear. Their whole brain fills with fear. What's going to be around the corner? What's going to come in the door? What's going to come in my text? And therefore, they lose sight of what they should be doing to protect themselves. And what I said to my daughter, Vic, and you can tell me if I was wrong, I said to my daughter, your first line of defense is my mother and me. And when something like this happens, you tell us. It seems to me, Vic, that one phone call from dad to this kid suggesting that maybe my daughter doesn't want to hear from him anymore, that might have been a good thing to do.
It is. May I ask, does the kid go to the same school?
That's a very good question. He's a townie.
So he does. doesn't go to the school.
No, he doesn't go to he doesn't go to college.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with not going to college, but yeah, I mean, you can do that. I think as a parent, I mean, it's one of those things you want to start off on the right foot, even though someone started on the wrong foot. You can, but I mean, depending on, have you read these texts or have you seen them?
No, I have not.
Are they extremely, you know, was there a threat of violence or?
They're extremely, they're physically threatening.
Yeah, well, he's crossed over now. What I would do, honestly, and I would go to, I know they referred you to the campus police. I would go to the real police. And if you don't get satisfaction there, I would contact the local prosecutor's office, which I'm sure has a domestic violence unit there, and say, look, we haven't gotten there yet, but this is where it's heading. And, you know, I can't get somebody to take this seriously. I'd like to file for a restraining order.
All right. Good advice from Vic Ferrari. Now, later on tonight, Vic is going to have a cop story. That's later on tonight. Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective. Thank you very much, as always, for your terrific advice. Thank you, Vic. All right. It's 26 past the hour, 26 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. And it's getting hot now. We have a Zoom call going on. If you'd like to join our Zoom call, here's all you have to do. You go to my Facebook page, and there you will find a link to Zoom. And that will put you directly into our Zoom call for the Midnight Misfits at Sterling on Sunday. I'm here every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., 3 hours, a giant radio show. There's nothing quite like it. Oh, boy, that's for sure. Then at 11 tonight, in 1 hour, 8 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Western, 11 p.m. East Coast time. We're going to reveal the thing that most people have wanted to know for a long time. This is a major revelation. There's all sorts of talk and politicization of global warming, the source of global warming. How did this happen? Why are people so obsessed with this? When, in fact, you know, in third grade, I was taught that we're actually at the end of an ice age. We've been at the end of a life ice age throughout my life. And therefore, this is it will get meltier and warmer every year forever because we're at the end of an ice age. But putting that aside, what is the cause of global warming? Well, at 11 o'clock tonight, East Coast, 8 p.m. West Coast, we will reveal in our very special newscast, the usual edition, what is the cause of global warming? No one has said this before. It is a major fact. It is science. I know many of you are obsessed with science. It is a major scientific fact, the cause of global warming. We will reveal that. Plus, I have Velo Hul for you. Who's Velo Hul? Velo Hul presents the only network radio fishing report. Yes, a fishing report on network radio. Then we have the drive-through brew. I am obsessed with beer barns. You know what a beer barn is. It's when you go to a house and there's a hole in the house and you drive your car in. Inside, you're surrounded by refrigeration units. You pop the trunk. You say to the guy, put 10 cases in my trunk. And they do. You never have to get. It was long before curbside pickup at Walmart, let me tell you. And I have to tell you about that. I made the big mistake, huge mistake. This week, I needed something. I said, you know, I'm going to try in-store pickup at Walmart. And all my instincts always told me, don't do that. Huge mistake. It was terrible. In-store pickup, very bad idea. I wasted about 4 days at in-store pickup at Walmart. If I had gone into the store, gone to the shelf with the item, I would have picked it up, taken it to a cash register, and been out the door faster than by standing in this strange area waiting for some clerk to come along and give me in-store pickup. I'm Walter M. Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. Live on a Sunday night. This is not a best of anything. Sterling on Sunday.
This is Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, and I am Dr. Dave. Okay, here's what keeps meteorologists like me up at night. It's getting to be springtime. We have warm air in the nation's center moving east, a low pressure system with rain and colder air moving rapidly southeast from the Pacific. Getting towards next weekend, at the borderline of these two air masses, we've got the ingredients for, yep, you guessed it, severe weather. I'm talking about heavy thunderstorms and the possibilities of tornadoes in the Arklatex. That's Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas. And let's not forget about Kansas and Oklahoma and neighboring states. We'll watch it. But in the meantime, folks, enjoy the temperatures this week, which are going to be some 5 to 20 degrees above normal in the plains and the East Coast later in the week, and a taste of late spring, almost summer-like temperatures. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Did you watch this insane interview that Oprah Winfrey conducted with Meghan Markle? Now, Prince Harry appeared just to be feeding chickens. I didn't see Prince Harry doing anything except saying, yes, yes, Meghan, yes, whatever you want, Meghan, yes. Oh, my God. But the most shocking thing that she revealed so far is she said that members of the royal household questioned how dark would this baby be, since Meghan is of a mixed race background and Harry's white. And she said that this actually happened. We have no way to know if any member of the royal family asked that. And honestly, I doubt it. She says that's why they wouldn't make her son Archie a prince. No, I think they wouldn't make Archie a prince because it was her son. And they wanted to, like, pray to God she would go away. And she did. They wanted to lead an authentic life. That's what she keeps saying. She wants to lead an authentic life by living in an $18 million mansion in above Los Angeles near Big Sur. That's her idea of an authentic life. In an $18 million mansion that was given to them, she doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to work. They decided to adopt some chickens. That's their idea of authenticity. I found the whole thing to be repulsive, especially when she said, gee, I should have done some more work about what it meant to be a member of this family. I didn't really know. I was shocked when I was told I'd have to curtsy before the Queen. Frankly, I've always known that if I met the Queen, I would have to curtsy before the Queen. I've always known this. These things all came as revelations to her. So the fact that she didn't know anything about the family she was marrying into, you knew about the family you were marrying into, didn't you? But she didn't know about the most publicized historic family in the world, a family that's existed with their traditions for over 1,000 years. I found it appalling. How did you feel about this interview? 888-688-WALT is my phone number. I am live on a Sunday night with you at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Now, James Copeland lives in a Winnebago. He travels around the country. It seems that during the harsh winter months, you're in Arizona. Isn't that right, James?
Yes, that is correct.
Now, James, being in Arizona and being a nomad, you have decided to establish a news service called Nomad News. Could you please share with us what Nomad News is?
That's correct. I'm always doing all sorts of projects, and I seem to always drift towards some sort of newscast of sorts. So I rounded up some pretty much strangers, and we put together a newscast within a couple of days. And seems to be hitting the spot, at least in the YouTube community. So it is called Nomad Newsreel is the name of the show, and it's on my YouTube channel, which is Radio Nomad. And so we've done 3 episodes so far. They're released every Monday, and so we will have one tomorrow. But mainly talking about the things that are going on right now in the American Southwest with where you can camp and what you can do and all that sort of thing.
How many of these newscasts have you put together?
So we have done 3 so far, and we're just getting ready to release the 4th one tomorrow. And really, I came up with the idea like one weekend, and I rounded up some people to help me with it. And within, I think, 48 hours, we had the whole thing off and rolling.
Oh, come on, kids. Let's put on a show. That's what you're a genius at, James. You can get kids to put on a show they had no idea was needed, nor that they had the ability to do. Would you give us a sample of one or two of the stories that we might find on Nomad News?
Yeah, so we're going to have a story upcoming here that's going to come out tomorrow. I have one of the minions working on it right now. And what that is going to be is detailing what businesses in the Southwest, specifically there's a town called Quartzsite where a lot of the people are kind of gathered, Quartzsite, Arizona. And what he's going to do is he's going to talk about what businesses are closing, because this is March, and a lot of the businesses actually are going to be closed like by the end of March, because apparently it gets hot enough that, you know, it drives people out. So, because it's a very seasonal thing, so it's really only during the winter. So from like September, October, more like really the peak times of November through February are really when a lot of people are here, and so things will start closing up. So we're going to kind of detail, you know, what businesses are going to stay open all year, what businesses are going to close, and when they're going to do that.
Fascinating. Now, James, because of the virus, aren't there many businesses that are just closed anyway, or has this not affected the Southwest?
No, it's not affected anything. I mean, life is normal here. That's just it. I mean, I was in Walmart today, and I was, like, not even really wearing a mask. So, like, they don't care. No one cares out here. It's just a bunch of BS, to be perfectly honest. Like, everyone has had it, and really, life is normal. We're going to have the La Paz County Fair coming up this next week, and I'll actually be working at the La Paz County Fair. And I was there with the mayor of, like, the town nearby and stuff. We're all working on getting this, like, bar set up. No one's wearing masks.
James Copeland, who is in charge of Nomad News out of his Winnebago in Arizona. You mentioned that you were at a Walmart. Why did you go to Walmart?
Let's see. I had to pick up. So I was with the I'm like living with the local radio station owners right now, and so we had to go pick up some almond milk and some the salt that you put around margarita glasses, because like they're running the bar because they're like in charge of the Rotary Club or whatever. So the Rotary Club has a big bar that's going on there. So yeah, the town of Parker has the only Walmart for miles, so it is a popular spot this time of year.
In the Walmart, did you ever try in-store pickup?
Oh yeah, I would not try at all. I don't even think the Walmart in Parker offers any of that, because frankly they are so overwhelmed. The checkout lines at this Walmart are insane. They go all the way back, well deep into the women's clothing section. So like it is, and then the line for the self checkout is all the way to the middle. It's horrible.
You know, I will not do self checkout. For 2 reasons. One is I have a job. I don't need another job. If you want me to do self-checkout, you're going to have to pay me. And 2, I am surrounded by trainees. Everybody in self-checkout is a trainee. And therefore, it takes a very long time to get across the simplest concept, such as you have to put the barcode against the glass. That's a remarkable concept. And then, oh my God, when it gets to paying for it, they don't know which slot to put things in. They don't know where to hold their card. They don't know where to get a receipt. It's a very dangerous situation. Because if you're at self-checkout too long, you will catch all known diseases.
Yeah, absolutely. And those machines are always malfunctioning. I find it very humorous that people think we're going to have self-driving cars when we cannot design a self-checkout machine that actually works. They never work.
They never work. And then a scientist actually did the measurement as to the length of time it takes to check out your items with a cashier versus self-checkout. It is always longer with self-checkout. There is no time saving at self-checkout. I have more questions for you coming up in just seconds, James. I have a shocking number of questions for you. This is Sterling on Sunday. It's Sunday night, and you and I are live. That doesn't happen. It's usually the best of the Bitcoin show or the best of the Angry Guy show. No, no. I'm live with you on the best radio stations in North America and Canada. Now, when we started, we were on in Guam, and I'm very sad that we're no longer on in Guam. It was some ugly international situation that I got involved with, and I apologize for that, but no longer on in Guam. However, I'm on with you right now, and my phone number is 888-688-WALT. I want to talk with you about this horrendous interview that Oprah Winfrey conducted with Meghan Merkel, a suitcase girl from Deal or No Deal. Meghan Merkel. 888-688-WALT. The most shocking thing to me about the Meghan Merkel interview is she said, oh, I didn't really understand that the royal family was so different. I didn't understand who they actually were. This is Sterling on Sunday.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Sounds like you're very sexual people. But your kids are gone, aren't they?
Yeah.
Time for something new. Let's see what you decided on. Come on, show me what you think is sexy.
They're for Jeff's mom.
Let's be real with one another, okay? Now, this would be incredible on you.
Perfect. I'll take it.
You're not being fun, Karen. Why so nervous? Huh? Is this because we're two women trying on lingerie together?
We're so alike, you and I. Two strong, sexually vibrant women. Come on, Kieran. I hear the way she talks about me when she thinks I'm not looking. Hating me for the way I look as if perfect bone structure and flawless skin is something I can help.
That's why women like us need to stick together. Do you kegel? The strength has to start somewhere.
I don't.
In fact, I'm doing some right now.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
It's Sterling on Sunday.
James. James Copeland is in his Winnebago, somewhere in Arizona. He has started a new service called Nomad News. Nomad News. Please share with us again what Nomad News is. Okay, James?
Yeah. The full name is Nomad Newsreel. It's kind of a throwback, and you can find it on the Radio Nomad YouTube channel. So if you can look that up and subscribe to it, it would be quite helpful, and then you'll be abreast of all the latest news in the Nomad world. Because if you didn't know, there are a lot of people who just live full-time out of RVs, and they call Arizona and New Mexico and California, not so much this year, but Texas, other places like that, that are warm in the winter. They call that home for many months out of the year, because especially right out here in Arizona, you can just camp on BLM land, and that does not stand for Black Lives Matter. It's Bureau of Land Management, and you can stay for 2 weeks at a time, but oftentimes many places look the other way, and people stay for like years. So you can just live out in the desert.
Now, my question to you is this about living in a Winnebago. You've been in there for about 9 months.
Yep.
How is it different than what you thought it might be? You've been living in your Winnebago for 9 months. You restored it. It's a 1970s Winnebago. How's it going?
So, you know, it's interesting. That's a very good question, because I thought that it would be a lot more isolated when I got out here. I figure, you know, okay, you know, I'm going to come out here. I'm going to be out in the desert. I'm going to be by myself, and I'm not going to really talk to anyone. I don't think I've ever been more social in my life. I mean, that's the crazy thing. It's like there's so many people around. You make friends very easily if you're just, you know, outside, out by your RV. There's so many different groups that are meeting out here based on your interests, and it's really kind of fascinating how, yeah, everyone is just, you know, really friendly for the most part. It depends on, you know, what kind of camp you're in and where you're going, but people are more than willing to go out of their way for each other, and I would really, for lack of a better term, call it the kind of pioneer mentality, if you will. So, yeah, that's probably the biggest surprise for me is, you know, how social it really can be out here. But, you know, if you don't want to be social and you want to be like a hermit or whatever, you can try that and go off way by yourself, and no one's probably going to bother you.
you're like Meghan Markle, who has sought a more authentic lifestyle. She was sick of living in a castle. She decided to live an authentic life. Do you know that she and Harry own chickens? They have rescue chickens. The way other people have rescued corgis, they have rescue chickens.
They probably put moisturizer in their feathers and that sort of thing to make sure that, and they clip their nails probably and all that stuff. Maybe paint them.
And more interesting is the fact that she was shocked that there were that this was an unusual family. The life in the royal family was restrictive in many ways. She had no idea, she says. She had no idea she'd have to curtsy before the queen. I knew I'd have to curtsy before the queen when I was 5 years old. How could she not know? Oh, well, she was a briefcase girl on Deal or No Deal. So I guess she got a bad deal. James Copeland, it is great to talk to you. Thank you for helping and being the production genius behind Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Linda in Albany, New York. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Well, thank you. Appreciate getting a chance to speak with you. About your daughter, the Christian Women's Junior College that I went to, one of the girls started having a problem, and the school had a private detective following her, and then actually changed when she had to be off campus doing specific work, and then they changed her schedule so that that helped resolve the situation and kept someone from keeping following her.
What a diligent, terrific college. What was the name of that college?
Eleanor Cushing Junior College in outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
You were so lucky to be protected and taken care of like that. My kid's going to Syracuse University. We'll see what they do. I'm sure they will try to do the right thing. Do you like my show, Linda?
Yes, very much. I look forward to it each weekend.
You and I are used to the terrifying weather called winter. And the best thing about living in Albany is you and I know what pizza is supposed to taste like.
Yes.
Because the minute you go too far south, there is no such thing as pizza, is there, Linda?
I don't think so.
No, it's horrible. It's terrible. Linda, I appreciate you being a fan. Thank you very much for calling. Thanks so much. My number is 888-688-WALT. We're talking about the fact that my 18-year-old daughter's in college, and she started getting threatening texts. And we were trying to find out the right thing to do for her. Plus, we're talking to you about this insane Meghan Markle interview with Oprah Winfrey tonight, where she had the audacity to say, I'm trying to live a more authentic lifestyle. Meghan's trying to lead a more authentic lifestyle. Good luck to you, Meghan. Good luck to you. 888-688-WALT.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave, and I'm looking for sure signs of spring. You know, like spring training for baseball in Florida and Arizona. And how about record high temperatures by midweek in the Northern Plains? Green Bay, Wisconsin gets to 60. Minneapolis, 65. Aberdeen, South Dakota, 68. Sioux City, Iowa, 75. Concordia, Kansas, 78. How about 82 in Dodge City, Kansas? These are all record high temperatures. And guess what? This spring warmth will be in the east and northeast by later in the week. Meanwhile, with weather, there's always faraway consequences. As this warm high pressure builds in the east, there's a whole large trough of low pressure building out west, bringing much needed rain to California. Up to an inch of rain is possible in San Diego by week's end. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
It's 8:07 at KFBK in Sacramento. There are my Midnight Misfits. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. We have a special Zoom room for you. Go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling. There you will see a link to the Zoom room for Sterling on Sunday tonight. Many people are here already. There's Myrna G. and D. Wells. It's a fantastic experience. You get to see the laundry room, my brand new laundry room in my brand new house. Spectacular. You and I are talking about, we have dual subjects tonight, dual topics. Only a professional host can pull this off. We're talking about the obscene interview with Oprah Winfrey and Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle, a suitcase girl from Deal or No Deal. And she reveals that in her life with Prince Harry, in an $18 million mansion, she is seeking to have a more authentic lifestyle. How did they do this? They have adopted chickens. Plus, on a more serious note, my 18-year-old daughter's in college, 5 miles from home, 5 hours from home. And 5 hours from home, she has had a very difficult situation. She went on a date once with one guy once, and he started sending her threatening texts. And when you start getting threatening texts or you have a stalker, your brain goes into spin. Your brain is afraid. You just become afraid, and you don't think logically. And I am trying, and her mother's trying to help her think logically. And we've had some experts on. Bill in Jacksonville, Florida, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Walter. I just wanted to call in tonight. So I'm a campus police officer at a major university in Florida, and actually I'm working right now patrolling, and was a former officer at another major metropolitan city for 25 years. I've been here 3 years, so I've got 28 years of experience. To the point of the detective, with all due respect, the majority of police officers at my agency are former law enforcement officers, so they've had over 25 years of experience doing their former job. So I just wanted to let you know, actually, her first call should be to the campus police to let them know what's going on. They have to be aware of what's going on so that they might be able to help her, as well as they have all kinds of resources at the college itself between counseling, allowing the police officers to know they can write a report, and their report is just as good as the report that's written by the local agency. Is she living on campus?
Yes, she lives in a dorm.
Okay. So that's why it's very important that she contact the campus police first. They can get her to be able to get a restraining order against this guy if that's the way that you feel like you need to go. Talk to the RAs and the RLCs so that they know and are aware of what's going on around their dorm area. The campus police, again, have to know what's going on. And you can contact the local police as well, but I would first start with the campus police.
Well, what's interesting is on her own, without telling us, she contacted the local police first, and they said contact the campus police. The campus police sent her to – had them – the campus police – well, that sounds so cool. Can we hear that again?
I apologize.
No, that sounds really cool. It's like I'm running an authentic radio show.
You might be able to find out where I'm at. That's a good.
That'd be cool. Well, what happened was they sent her back to the campus police. The local police did, and the campus police filed a report with the county police. And I don't know what that means, but I guess in some parts of the country, county cover local communities. Anyway, so. She's filed many reports, but what her mother and I said to her was this. See what you think about this, because I hear what you're saying, and you're right. You're right because that's what you do. But what we said to her was this. Her mother and I are her first phone call. First, she called the cops, and I'm like, okay, but first call us, and we're your first line of defense. It's our job. And one phone call from me with my scary voice to that kid probably would end any texting. And I wouldn't physically threaten him. I would just say, I understand you've been texting my daughter. It is scaring her. Please do not send her another text. And that's what I would say. Is that okay?
I think that would be fine as long as you can assure yourself that you're only going to make that one phone call and you're not going to go back and forth with this guy. In other words, he might then say something that's going to get you riled up and put you in a situation where now he is going to file a restraining order against you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And as a professional talk show host, you know I wouldn't get riled up for no reason now, would I?
I've listened to your show for a while, so but I think it's important to let your daughter know as a parent, because I have a daughter myself that'll be going to college soon, is that first of all, let her know this is not her fault. She didn't do anything wrong. She needs to understand that to, like you said, to have a clear head and let's make a plan of action of what we're going to do in the future. Like I heard about a taser and pepper spray, outstanding ideas. However, make sure that they're legal on her campus. She doesn't want to get caught with something that's considered illegal or against the rules on her campus.
Bill, I appreciate your call. Do you listen to the show often?
Every Sunday, absolutely.
Aren't you a good guy? What a good guy you are. Thank you so much. I appreciate you listening to Sterling on Sunday. It's 14 past the hour, and you and I are talking about two things. One is the fact that my daughter is terrified by texts she's getting from a guy she went out with once, and now he's harassing her. Best course of action, what to do. The other thing is this other obscenity. Here's this interview with the interview of billionaires, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, Oprah Winfrey. They're all talking to each other. None of these people have bought a gallon of milk in decades. They don't understand our life. And our life is that when I can afford a gallon of milk versus a quart of milk, that is a change in lifestyle. And here these idiots are sitting there going, well, I'd like to have a more authentic life. A more authentic life in an $18 million house that you didn't buy? This is Sterling on Sunday.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I'm not one of them. Hi. I'm Arielle. I'm a lesbian, and I don't think gender is a social construct. I don't think cis straight white men are evil. I don't believe that genital preferences are transphobic or that there are 97 genders. I don't think that male sex offenders belong in women's prisons. I don't think like these people, and I no longer want to be associated with them.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
It's Sterling on Sunday.
Do you want to see the laundry room? You can see it right now. Go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. The first item there reveals a Zoom link. Click the Zoom link. It'll take you, boom, into my laundry room. You can see other Midnight Misfits. Wave to me. It's a three-dimensional event experience. That's the future, you know. Three-dimensional event experiences. Here we are. Go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. There you'll see the very first item is a Zoom link. Click the link, and boom, you'll go right in. And there you'll be. I'll be able to see you. You'll be able to see me. You'll be able to see exactly what kind of microphone I use. You'll be able to see what kind of washer and dryer I use. There's no other network show like this. Nothing comes close. I see some of these hosts wasting zillions on sets, fancy desks, lighting kits, all sorts of things they don't need because it will not affect their ratings in any way. Therefore, I save the money for entertainment, not for a set, not for an overpriced set and 10 cameras and a lighting kit. No, no. I save it for entertainment content. One of the things we have been wrestling with for decades, Bill White, decades, is the source of global warming. The source. And now, in this very special edition of the usual edition, the source of global warming, blah, blah, is finally going to be revealed. Hit it, James.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is Public Radio's usual edition. Today we celebrate tilted windmills, Public Radio's most rabid coverage of inconsequential events.
The usual edition is made possible by a generous grant from the Aluminum Amusement Parks Worldwide. Watch up close as your children hop in the lazy river and dissolve.
On the usual edition, we review our number one windmill tilter, global warming. We're proud to have discovered the number one source of global warming, Girl Scout campfires. For a report, we go to Charles from the Deep.
I'm from the Deep. A well-known secret is that Girl Scout campfires are the cause of global warming. Our public radio condenser mics are covering the Girl Scout campfire industry around the world.
The A-frame fire is feeding the cone fire from underneath. Every fire has a purpose. The A-frame base lights the log cabin fire, which is built around the outside edge.
Fires with a purpose. It's those very fires started by Girl Scouts that are the primary cause of global warming. Combine that fact with the ever-dwindling size of the peanut butter Girl Scout cookies, and we conclude that Girl Scouts must be stopped. Stopped hard. I'm Charlie from the Deep.
Public Radio's Windmill Number 2, ADHD, Attention Deficit Syndrome and Its Causes. Here's Blind Jim with a report.
I'm Jim, and I'm blind. The primary cause of ADHD is sugar.
Hi there. First of all, I didn't choose to be a candy corn. It's how I was made, so don't judge. Second, on behalf of sugary treats everywhere, I need to clear something up. The fact that sugar makes kids hyperactive, it's not actually a fact. It's a myth.
These damn kids load up on sugar. As a blind man, I know about attention deficit. I'm Blind Jim.
Next time, we will explore the public radio windmill of fluoride and music discovery. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
So beautiful. Is there any other show like this? No. And they should feel ashamed that they don't try anything like this. It's just us. It's you and me on the sweet spot on the ride, driving across Route 80, up 95, down the 101. It's a great time of year and great time of day to be driving because the glow from the dashboard is just right. The tank's three quarters of the way full. The heat is finally at the setting that you want. And you and I are alone. I'm 14 inches from the mic. You're 14 inches from the speaker. It's just us. This is the best medium in the world. Mr. Advertiser, if you want to sell something, what could be better than to have a customer sitting in their car or the cab of a truck and somebody with an incredible voice like mine sharing information with them? Da, 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 da. You think a spot on TV is going to do that? Blah, 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 blah. Check with your doctor. You think a spot on TV is going to do that? It's going to move product off a shelf? No way. And it doesn't. And it doesn't. And if you have 10 spots in a break, and you're spot number 5, nobody remembers that spot. I have science to back me up. And you're obsessed with science, right? There's Bruce, my former neighbor. Now, you know that I just moved. I moved to a new home, and that means I don't have Bruce as my neighbor anymore. How is that working out, Bruce?
I actually called to thank you. You think I'm not nice to you? I wasn't nice to you, and even if you were rude to me, I was nice to you, I thought. But my wife says I got a call to thank you. Can I, before I tell you why, I just want you to know that I don't think your real name's Walter. It just occurred to me. Can I tell you why? Do you have a second?
I have exactly 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
I don't need it all. I don't want, in fact, I don't want it all. What is this Rachel Goldstein Shabazz? Anybody who knows anything about this country knows no Goldstein names their kid Shabazz. So I just want you to know that I'm beginning to wonder whether your name's Walter. Do you chew on that? Let me tell you why I called. I called to thank you. My wife says I got to thank you. You know why? You left the neighborhood. Oh, my God. The market prices have skyrocketed. Our house is worth 40% more now that you left. And we're going to move. We're going to move to a nicer neighborhood because of you. And I got no one to thank but you. I couldn't believe it. So thank you. Whatever your name is, I want to thank you.
Well, you were a terrible neighbor. You were a terrible neighbor.
How do you know? You never let me in your house.
I didn't need you in my house. What you would do all night, is you would light bonfires in your backyard for reasons I've never understood. It looked like a coven in your backyard. These were running all night, almost every night. And then at Christmas, you put up the most horrendous and disgusting decorations, but that wasn't the worst part. The worst part was that on the DJ holidays, the disc jockey holidays of Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day and April Fool's, you put up like $10,000 worth of decorations.
Now I can afford them. Let me ask you this. Did you ever once come over to join in a bonfire?
Whenever a neighbor confronts me to say hello or welcome, I always give them the same answer. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
No English. And I walk away. I turn their back. I go, no English, whenever I see a neighbor.
Okay, fine. I'm going to ask you again because you're not answering my question. Did you ever once join us at the bonfire?
No, of course not.
Of course, that means it works, didn't it?
The bonfires were designed to keep me away. The bonfires were designed to keep me away. Now, there's a rumor that you're going to write a book about me. Is this true?
Actually, that is true. Is it going to be unauthorized or authorized? I don't know yet. You got to be nicer to me. I mean, I can afford to take time off to write it now because of the money I made or I'm going to make selling the home because you moved out of the neighborhood. But you got to leave a forwarding address somewhere along the way.
No. If it's unauthorized, it'll be more interesting and therefore sell better, and therefore it should be unauthorized, the book you're writing about me.
Okay, I'm going to have to contact this Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, right?
Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday, Bruce. It is always an honor. That's my former neighbor. I have moved to a new house. You can see my laundry room right now if you come to our Zoom room. Our Zoom room is active and alive. Go to the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. You'll find a link to our Zoom. It's the very first item on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Click the link to the Zoom room and join us. You'll see my laundry room. You'll see me hard at work on a radio show. And you will see other Midnight Misfits. What could be better than that? Coming up in seconds, I've got Velo Houle with his fishing report. Sterling on Sunday.
This is Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, and I am Dr. Dave. Okay, here's what keeps meteorologists like me up at night. It's getting to be springtime. We have warm air in the nation's center moving east, a low pressure system with rain and colder air moving rapidly southeast from the Pacific. Getting towards next weekend, at the borderline of these two air masses, we've got the ingredients for, yep, you guessed it, severe weather. I'm talking about heavy thunderstorms and the possibilities of tornadoes in the Arklatex. That's Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas. And let's not forget about Kansas and Oklahoma and neighboring states. We'll watch it. But in the meantime, folks, enjoy the temperatures this week, which are going to be some 5 to 20 degrees above normal in the plains and the East Coast later in the week, and a taste of late spring, almost summer-like temperatures. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
I ship fish coast to coast, and I will tell you, this is the perfect time of the year to ship fish to worthy people who want my beautiful guppies. And what makes them worthy? They sent me money! So here's how you prepare the fish for shipment. You get a priority box, either the medium or the large, and you insulate it. I pack it with insulating foam. That's about a half inch thick. So I prepare a series of boxes where I have hand cut this foam tenderly to make sure my fish are ready to go to their new home. But then, how do you make sure the fish are ready to go? A couple of things. You make sure the fish have not eaten for almost 24 hours. So there's not poop in the bag, because they're going to be in the water for 48, 36, maybe even 72 hours. So you make sure that they are fasted. Also, it's a third water and two-thirds air in the plastic bags. And you double bag them in just in case there is a leak. And I have a little, and I have those wonderful peanuts that I throw in to make sure the fish don't roll around too much. I also put a heat pack in, especially during the spring. If the lows are in the 30s, but the highs are in the 50s, well, guess what? The fish still need to keep warm. Then I take them to the post office, and I say, yeah, it's wet, it's fish. And they take it, and my fish are on their way to their new location. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room. This is Sterling on Sunday Fishing Report. I'm deadliest catcher, Velo Hool.
Now, you heard Dr. Dave refer to the Arklatex. Now, longtime listeners of our show are well acquainted with the phrase the Arklatex, because we used to play this often.
It's time to remind you that in the Arklatex in the Central Time Zone, the time is now 8 o'clock. The Louisiana Hayride!
Well, I played that because it sounded cool, like old-time radio. The in the Arklatex, it's, I'm like, but then after a couple months, I went, where the hell is the Arklatex? And as Dr. Dave explained, it's the corner of Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas. The where Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas meet. And I went, oh, wait a minute, that's the Hell Gate. The Hell Gate would be where Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas meet. That would be like the single most dangerous place for a person from Philadelphia to get a flat tire at 3 in the morning. What could be more terrifying than to get a flat tire with a Pennsylvania license at the Arklatex, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas? Whoa, at 3 in the morning, whoa. And then the trooper pulls up behind you, and those lights go on, and a single siren, and the trooper gets out with the biggest boots you've ever seen and comes up and says, license and registration, please. And he's got a Texas or Louisiana or Arkansas license plate. You know, big cruiser, a big cop cruiser with that extra suspension and the spotlight. And he's looking at you, and he looks at your license plate, and it says, Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. Like, what is this? What kind of word is this? Is this a legal license you got here, boy? Do you have a real license? Is this Pennsylvania? What? Pennsylvania, you're far from home. When a trooper says to you, you're far from home, you're in big trouble. You are in so much trouble, because wherever far from home is, it's not for him. It's not his territory. You're not one of his subjects. You are a stranger. You're a stranger in the Arklatex at 2:35 in the morning. Just imagine that. I'm being on a major highway in Texas or Louisiana, much worse, in Louisiana. And there you've got a Pennsylvania license. And he says, what you got in the trunk there, boy? And you say, well, do I have to open the trunk? Am I required to open the trunk on a speeding stop? Who said you were stopped for speeding? Nobody here said you were stopped for speeding. I just stopped you because I didn't like the looks of you. I'm driving a Pontiac. What is the problem? I'll decide if there are any problems here. You with your big Pennsylvania license. Your big Pennsylvania license. You know, I've never been up that far north. You're dead. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what you say. No matter how you say it, it's not going to turn out well. Coming up, I have the drive-through brew. We have Vic Ferrari's cop stories. And what else? Oh, yeah, you. Let's you and I talk about this insane interview that Oprah Winfrey just conducted with Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle, who's looking for a more authentic life experience in her $18 million home. And there's Prince Harry over there dealing with chickens. He's taking care of chickens. And she's saying one of the reasons she had to leave Buckingham Palace was because somebody in the royal court questioned how dark would her baby be, because she's a mixed race lady. And they wanted to know how dark the baby was going to be. And that's why she says that Archie is not a prince, because they weren't sure how dark the baby was going to be. I don't believe that for a second. There are many things you could say about the royal family, many things I'd be happy to say. There is no way in hell that they questioned that mother about how dark her baby was going to be. That didn't happen. The scariest thing, though, is she said, you know, I had no idea that when joining the royal family, that there were so many rules and what a strange family. You know, I've met many celebrities in my life, many celebrities, but meeting the queen, that nothing could compare to that. All the rules, I had to curtsy, how I dressed, the things she asked. A psycho. In my opinion, the worst crime of Meghan Markle is she's stupid. How could you join the royal family? How could you be dating a member of the royal family and not know it was somehow different than a normal celebrity situation? If she really believed that, then she's just too stupid to get a gazillion dollars and an $18 million house. 888-688-WALT. That's my opinion. 888-688-9258. What was your impression of this insane interview? Then I'm very grateful. Many of you have shared with me your thoughts about how my daughter can protect herself against a mad texter. There's a psycho she went out with who is now sending her nasty texts. And of course, she wants it to stop. She took some actions. It was interesting. Perhaps you've had a situation where somebody has texted you and scared you or your kid. What'd you do about it? 888-688-9258. I am live on a Sunday night. Oh, my gosh. And there we have Charles and Tommy and Bill and Shay and Kat and many others in the Zoom room. We are running a live Zoom right now to give you the privilege of seeing my laundry room, America's laundry room. You can see what type of laundry equipment I use and detergent. You want to get in on the Zoom? Here's all you have to do. Go to Facebook, look up Walter M. Sterling, and there you will find a Zoom link. Click it and boom, instantly, you're in the Midnight Misfit Zoom room. This is some radio show at 45 past the hour, Sterling on Sunday.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Scorpion. But, Natalie, ever since we tried on underwear together, I realized something. I've been living a lie also.
Karen.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Yet another predatory invasive species found in a Florida river. This one looks like a slea stack if it was a fish or something. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
At 888-688-WALT, 50 minutes past the hour, 50 minutes past the hour. We're having a spectacular time tonight because we're using Zoom. There's a Zoom room for Midnight Misfits. There's Charles, Tommy, Bill, Shay, Kat, many more in the Zoom room. Go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, and there you will find the very first item is a link to the Zoom room. If it asks you for a password, the password is Walter, all lowercase. Now, even you could have figured that out all on your own without a cryptologist. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Click on the link, go into the Zoom room, and what will you see? You will see my laundry room in a brand new laundry room in a brand new house. This is some show. No one else lets you into their laundry room. They all try to make pretend they have a cool studio in their home. They don't. They're all stuck in the house with their muley kids, their alleged wife. It's not pretty, but I'll admit our problems. I'm in the laundry room. Why? Why am I in the laundry room and not in my splendid living room? Why is that? Because women decide where men sit. Barry, you're on Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. You are live, Barry. Welcome to the big show. We are connected.
Right. Well, I'm the radio station that I listen to you on, they play, your show's a 3-hour show, but for some reason they only play 2 hours of the show. So I called them up and I asked the lady there, why? And the reason is because we only had 2 hours available to fill up with a show, and a 2-hour show was not available, but a 3-hour show was available, which is your show, so they put it in there, and that's the reason.
So I'm on for 2 hours. I'm on for 2 hours and not 3 at your station.
That's right, yeah.
And which 3 hours do they pick up? Do you know? They pick up the first two or the last two?
The last two.
The last two. Listen, the last two are the best. Take my word for it. The last two are the first hour, like I have many plans and schemes, and then it's like they never work out. But the second 2 hours are much better. And you just call them every week and come back with a report. One day, you keep calling, one day they will clear all 3 hours. Thank you very much for the call, Bill, at 888-688-WALT. Now, tonight, very special feature, the Zoom room. Go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Click on the very link that says, join our Zoom room. And boom, you'll be put into the Zoom room. And you'll get to see other Midnight Misfits. But more importantly, you will see my laundry room. You will see my laundry room. And I will wave to you and you will wave back. Now, don't come on and do that lame thing of just sending your audio. I don't want just your audio. I want to see you, Kat. I want to see you, Mike. I want to see you. That's the beauty of Zoom. Otherwise, we could do a 1950s conference call with an operator. And there's no fun in that. I'm talking about two things tonight. One of the things that you and I are talking about is this insane interview between Oprah Winfrey and Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle, I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know how they thought they'd come off looking well, complaining about living in a castle, not just any castle, but Buckingham Palace, the castle. And there they had all sorts of problems. They wanted an authentic life. What did they do? They moved to an $18 million mansion on the coast of California. And they adopted chickens. Now, what could be more authentic than adopting chickens? And she's complaining that her son, remember, she doesn't want any of the risks involved of being a royal, but she wants the benefits of being a royal. So she was very offended that her son was not made a prince upon birth. So Archie's not a prince. He's the same as the chickens. This was a suitcase girl on that horrible game show, Deal or No Deal. Is that the worst game show ever? It involves zero skill. It just says open suitcase number three. What? How is that a game? It's not even a game. It doesn't involve any skill. It's like the wheel. It's like roulette in Vegas without the drinks or the cigarettes. This is a three-hour show. It's from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at KXNT in Las Vegas, and it is an honor to be with you. We're doing a Zoom room tonight. Now, coming up, I've got Florida stories, two Florida stories that are spectacular. I have the drive-through brew, which is spectacular, and I'm going to share with you the most insane and interesting spooky story of the week. A spooky story came out of Washington, D.C. this week, having nothing to do with politics, but having everything to do with microwaves. Microwaves. And the use of the microwaves. So, nothing we've ever heard of before. This is this is quite a story. When I saw it, I said, that's what I'm going to run with this week, because it's a bizarre story. I have never heard of a story like this. It involves a radio station. I have never heard of a radio station like this. And obviously, I've wasted my life in radio, and therefore I know everything there is to know about radio. But when you hear this story, you're going to go, oh, my God. You're going to go, oh, my God. It's like the TV show Lost. Except they're not running through the forests. You and I can stay in touch at all times. Send me an email. I answer every email. It's WalterMSterling@gmail. WalterMSterling@gmail. But more importantly, let's you and I talk at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Could you believe that wasteful interview with Oprah Winfrey and Meghan Markle and the half a man, Prince Harry, half of what he used to be.